Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Beauty in Aging podcast. I am your host, Donna Mintz. I am the creator of Donna J Skincare. We are an all-natural, anti-aging skincare company that believes your anti-aging skincare should not only reduce the appearance of the lines, the wrinkles, the sagging, and the dry, dull skin that happen as we age, but it should also nourish and support your aging skin. And today we are talking about blood sugar. And we all remember that iconic slogan, time to make the donuts. We all laughed about it all those many years ago, but unfortunately it has a different image for us now that we've aged. Because you see, those donuts that we loved so much, they caused our wrinkles and our sagging. Yeah, along with everything else, the sun and things like that. But yes, those donuts caused our wrinkles and sagging. So now it's time to skip the donuts, and for a number of reasons. And I'm going to explain to you why. So when you eat a donut, or it doesn't only have to be a donut, just any sugar, for that matter, the body turns it into glucose, which raises our blood sugar until it is metabolized. So if we eat too much sugar, excess glucose in the blood can bind to the skin's collagen and elastin, causing these proteins to break down. This causes our skin to become rigid and less elastic, with a weakened ability to repair itself. Now, remember, our collagen and our elastin are what keep our face looking young and plump and high. So now, I know when I say the word sugar, most people think of the white stuff, that sweetening stuff that we put in our coffee. And I do, but I also mean all carbohydrates that the body converts to glucose. In the case of a donut, it's the white flour as well as the sugar, but the body also breaks down healthy foods into sugar. You see, all foods that are carbohydrates are broken down into sugar. Yes, the donuts and the cakes, but also sweet potatoes, broccoli, spinach, and kale. So yes, and in essence, eating too much of these even nutritious foods can raise blood sugar, but in these foods, along with the sugar, comes fiber and nutrients that the body uses to nourish its tissues and organs, and this includes the skin. Now, fiber slows down the absorption of sugar, so we don't get that fast blood sugar spike, which means your body won't have excess sugar in its bloodstream. So the bottom line is, excess sugar in the body means excess sugar in skin tissue. This equals wrinkles and sagging. So put down that donut. That is all for today, my friends. Visit us at www.donnajskincare.com, or you could join us in our Facebook group, Getting Under Your Skin, where you can connect with me and we have a bunch of conversations all about aging and our skin. And I even drop a recipe or two every once in a while. Until next time, my friends, have a great day.